Track 13, The Man Who Saves George's Guildhall. A stroke of fate brought Alexander Penrose to the rescue of historic St George's Guildhall in King's Lynn when it was earmarked for demolition in the 1940s. As ambitious plans to preserve the theatre where Shakespeare was reputed to have performed get underway, we hear his story.
Last October, a multi-million pound restoration plan for the Guildhall Theatre in King's Lynn was approved by the Planning Committee of the King's Lynn and West Norfolk Borough Council. The whole project is designed to sustain the Grade 1 listed theatre and the various ancillary buildings for many years to come. The theatre's creative director, Tim Fitzhyman, said, "I'm thrilled that we have pushed the project over the line and gained approval for a very complicated proposal that will ensure the survival of the Guildhall and theatre complex. It's a scheme that Alexander Penrose would have been proud of." So, who was Alexander Penrose? A formal photograph of him, taken in 1947, shows a tidy, austere countenance that belies a visionary streak in his nature. For it surely must have taken some sense of historical romance to purchase the ill-used St George's Guildhall when it was earmarked for demolition. It's difficult now to understand how a hall, built not long before the Battle of Agincourt, and which was familiar to Shakespeare, could be so undervalued. It had been used for everything from a wine warehouse to a Tudor theatre to a Civil War munitions store. But at the time of its near demise in the late 1940s, no one knew what to do with it. All over the country, a war-weary generation pulled down historic buildings without much thought or regret. The stroke of fate that brought Alexander Penrose to the rescue was that he was a High Sheriff of Norfolk in 1947, already involved in conservation issues, and had the wherewithal to make the purchase. Most importantly, he had the imaginative foresight that was clearly lacking in his contemporaries. Both his parents' families were Quakers, so that privilege was heavily tempered with serious thinking and philanthropic endeavours. His mother's father, Baron Peckover, of the Gurney, Birbeck, Peckover and Buxton Bank, was a dedicated antiquarian. His father was James Doyle Penrose, a successful portrait painter. It was a rich cultural heritage. Alexander was the eldest of four brothers, Lionel, Roland and Bernard being the other three. They were brought up in a large house near Watford, but spent a month of their summer holidays and 2 weeks at Christmas with their long-widowed grandmother. Baron Peckover presided over his extended family from a substantial 18th-century family home in Wisbeach. The old-fashioned household included four maiden sisters and two maiden daughters, as well as a number of servants. The old forms of Quaker address, thee and thou, were still observed. Despite the formality of Quaker life, the boys' holidays at what is now called Peckover House provided a fertile environment for their imaginations. According to Roland, they enjoyed the run of the two-acre walled garden with its huge rare trees, croquet lawn, herbaceous borders, several greenhouses, stables, a privet maze, and even a private graveyard. One of the games they invented involved sharing their dreams, which were often strangely similar. This seems to be an interesting precursor to Roland's attraction to surrealism. He became a painter and art dealer, close to many of the key figures of the 1930s modern art, and eventually married the war photographer Lee Miller. The 2023 film Lee, starring Kate Winslet, has brought Roland Penrose back into public focus. Alexander, 1896 to 1950, was educated at a Quaker boarding school, and he was just 18 at the outbreak of the First World War. As for so many, it was a terrifying initiation into adult life. As a conscientious objector, he joined the Society of Friends Ambulance Service in March 1915 and served in France as an orderly and a clerk throughout the war, and was not discharged until December 1918. In the year soon after, he went to King's College, Cambridge, and married his first wife, Bertha. He came to Norfolk in 1930 when he bought West Bradenham Hall and its estate near Swaffham. That the Georgian house had been the childhood home of H. Rider Haggard added glamour to the property. Every boy of the period read King Solomon's Mines and She. By this time, Alexander had married his second wife, Frances. They spent 20 years in Norfolk, raised four children, and Alec, as he was known, established his own particular line in philanthropy and served in various civic capacities. He was a founder of Friends of Ancient Norfolk Churches and a secretary of the Council for the Preservation of Rural England. Its founder, the architect Edward Guy Dorber, lived in King's Lynn. Alexander was an honorary representative of the new National Trust on the Swaffham Rural District Council, and in 1939 founded the Wisbeach Society and Preservation Trust to protect its architectural heritage. Towards the end of the Second World War, Alexander stood as a Liberal candidate for King's Lynn in the 1945 election, but lost in the landslide to Labour. It was not long after this that he became involved in the saving of the Guildhall. He died after a short illness at the young age of 54 before the renovation was complete. The 1951 Arts Festival, arranged by Lady Fermoy, was a celebration of the repurposing of the Guildhall for artistic purposes. Now, the new plans for development of the premises will extend Alexander Penrose's considerable legacy. The Guildhall Theatre, King's Lynn, and Peckover House, Wisbeach, are owned by the National Trust. Visit nationaltrust.co.uk. Peckover Gardens are open to the public from Thursday to Monday each week from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. with last entry at 3:30 p.m. The house is open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the last admission at 2:30 p.m.